Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics brought to you in part by Providence St. Joseph Health System. Bruce and Monty are in here. We like to recap the Hot Topics in the week that was.
Hello.
Let's see how the boys do.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
On Tuesday, we discussed first dates. Can you guys throw it way back? Anyone in the studio? Kevin, you're going to be the best at this. Can you remember your last first date?
I mean, I certainly can, yeah.
Okay, let's start with you so that we can work our way to the guys who have to think back a little further.
I mean, what would you like to know about my last first date?
What it was,
okay? It's always been dinner and a drink, or appetizers and a drink, something like that. That's always kind of the go-to first date. I don't think I have done anything other than that.
Okay.
I think that's always been, for first date, that's always been it.
So you took your last first date to drinks, dinner
and
drinks.
I just went out to dinner and drinks,
and
or sometimes like
get?
An appetizer or drinks. We have gone, I'm trying to think of the places I went on dates.
Just the last one.
Okay, the last one would be, I think we went to Twigs.
Okay, oh, that's a great place. I went there last night, Kev.
Wow.
It's delicious. It's got a very wide array of foods.
Are they part of Restaurant Week?
They are part of Restaurant Week.
Okay.
Inlander's Restaurant Week, InlanderRestaurantWeek.com. Check it out for more.
Love it.
Okay, Kev, I love that first date. That seems like a very good first date. Now let's rewind time. Kevin's was more recent. Boys, do anyone else remember their first date?
Monty?
Well, yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, it was?
Pizza and a movie and Moose Tracks ice cream.
There you go, Kevin.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Love that. That's good, yeah.
And pizza was at, do you remember the pizza place?
Yeah, it was at her house. It was Papa Murphy's. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I love it.
My current wife.
Love it, 130
hey,
degrees.
That's awesome.
And the movie was at her house?
Yeah.
Oh, what movie?
That one I don't remember.
Yeah, well, you should because she's probably listening.
Oh, was it on Netflix?
Before Netflix.
Oh.
Okay.
Be kind, rewind.
You embedded Netflix and chill.
I will let you know I'm getting somewhere with this.
23%
of people remember their last first date.
23%
of people remember their last first date.
I could see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruce? We're doing so far so great.
Yeah.
I think I went to a drive-in movie. I can't remember. It might have been a flat tire on the buckboard, but I'm not sure.
Flat tire on the buckboard. Was the drive-in movie just some guy standing in front of a screen?
It was one of those puppet shows.
Right?
It was a drive-in movie. In Deer Park, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Drive-in movie first date. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys.
Do you think you did any dinner, or was it just the movie?
Popcorn.
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 Twizzlers.
I can't remember now.
That is great.
An orange crush.
I wouldn't have drove all the way to Spokane, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Heavens.
Not with the buckboard.
Jay, do you remember your first date?
I believe the first date I had with my wife was we went to a Sawyer Braun concert with her parents.
Okay.
Wow. Date one with her mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's how you do it, right off the bat.
Wow.
You guys are going to love me.
Guys, I'm very happy and proud for how we did in studio with our first dates. That was awesome.
Not bad.
That was good recall. I mean, I didn't think there was any chance we were going to get everyone remembering the last first date they went on.
By the way, date after the concert, Chinese restaurant, we went just before they closed, one of the only people in there, fire in the kitchen.
Oh. Did you cause it?
No, sir. No, but it. I remember
that's a hot date.
My father-in-law was like, oh, this is the greatest. There's a fire in the kitchen.
The fire in my heart was so strong, I started a fire in the entire building.
Yep.
We asked if Mexican restaurant food is good on a first date on Tuesday. We have just had Chinese food as a first date, Papa Murphy's pizza as a first date.
Yes.
And Kevin, is Twigs, it is like an American
bistro. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Twigs
sounds
is a bistro.
Right. Yeah.
We had no Mexican food there on a first date. Bruce, would you say yes or no, Mexican restaurant, first date?
I'd go for no.
No?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an amazing every other date. I think, Kev, the Twigs on a first date is a strong play.
What about Yeah, Twigs is pretty strong.
It is the ultimate in classy, but not overly classy.
What about
right? It's like says I care, but I don't care that much, and it says, "Hey, there's a lot of options.
Well, might care more, I don't know yet."
How about McDonald's?
McDonald's?
Is McDonald's a good first date?
That's a good question.
Checking.
I mean, they're pretty nice. They're remodeling the inside. Yeah, they're a lot better than you think.
If you go to one with the Playland, then yes. Otherwise, I don't think so.
It's one of those things, like, first date is stressful. But all the things we love, like, all the food places we truly love are, like, the greatest third through whatever dates. Like, just the greatest.
Yeah.
But that first date is stressful, man. Picking out a place for that first date is not fun.
There are a lot of options at Panda as well, and yes, you do get to sit down. I mean, that
in those high stools.
Why wouldn't you go to Panda on a first date?
Bruce, are you a high stool sitter or just at the regular table when you go to Panda, or if you've ever been?
I have been to Panda.
Do you like the high stools or do you like just the regular chairs?
No,
can't get up on
them. We sat at the.
It took him a second.
I didn't have to. Use a ladder to get into the chair.
So you took the high stool.
But I liked it, yeah.
I don't believe
that.
Did you have to climb?
Did you have to hop?
Well, a little bit.
It looks like a two-year-old first trying to get up on the couch. You know?
Yeah, I'll take the regular table over a high chair any day.
Bruce is taking a running start with his tray.
Remember when he tried to touch the ceiling that time?
Oh, my gosh.
A long ways up there.
It is a lot. This ceiling's a long ways up there. What did we measure the ceiling at? 7 feet?
It's not even
or 6'10"? I think it was like
It's a little over
I'm
7 feet.
I'm sitting
foot.
Down, I can touch it,
okay? Oh, Bruce.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Man, Bruce. You really are one of a kind, my friend. I'm going to get you real quickly here, the audio of Bruce.
Oh, trying to jump?
Trying to jump.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It was our favorite. Here you go. Here's Bruce trying to jump to touch the ceiling.
That is
the sound Bruce made jumping to touch the ceiling. Come on, Bruce.
So good.
Yeah. Did you get hurt on that one?
I think I did.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Uh-huh. Boys, we also talked about this week. First of all, we need... Oh, Jay's got the measuring tape out. Uh-huh. What do we got, Jay Bird?
Oh, it's 7 feet five.
Yeah, I knew it.
I knew it!
Five. Dalton! Dalton! I need you in studio.
Seven,
real quick,
five,
someone give Dalton headphones. We're going to ask him what he thinks Bruce is doing in this sound clip.
Yeah, oh, that's a great idea.
Because there's no way he's guessing... He's getting putting the headphones on. Okay, all Dalton. Right. I have two things to talk to Dalton about.
Oh,
Dalton. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
What is Bruce doing in the sound clip I'm about to play you? What is Bruce doing that caused him to make this sound right here?
Okay. Did someone punch him in the stomach?
Okay, that's a good guess. Did he get punched in the stomach? A very good guess. I'll let
wrong.
You hear it one more time for a second guess.
Okay. coffee too hot?
I mean, yeah, that could be it.
Dalton, that's not a bad guess. And him, like,
went down the wrong tube.
Yeah, that's not right.
Dalton, reach your hand up as high as you can. What are you doing?
Touching the ceiling.
This is Bruce
his
trying
hand
to
flat
touch,
on the ceiling.
This is Bruce trying to jump up to touch that 7 foot ceiling.
So close.
I was really close.
Okay, Dalton, we have something else to talk to you
okay.
about.
Dalton's arm's not even fully extended,
yeah.
And his palm's flat on the ceiling.
I got a crease in my elbow still.
You were part of a very fun day yesterday. Your sister who works here, Kirsten.
Yeah.
We love her on the show. Her boyfriend surprised her by flying out yesterday, and she did not know this. So last night, Anna and I took her out for dinner and hung out for a little bit while you went to the airport to pick up her boyfriend. We were the distraction drill so that when she got home, her boyfriend would be there for the surprise. How did that go?
It was awesome. She's a smart cookie, though. I think she kind of picked up on... He told her he was driving to Virginia to meet family. And I think the drive from Pennsylvania to Virginia is not the amount of time it took for him to
fly here with a layover. So she was a little like
suspicious about something.
Yeah. Tell you what she told us last night, because she thought something was up and she was trying her hardest to have Anna crack, and Anna would not budge. And she was trying and trying. And she said, this is why she said she thought she knew he was coming to Spokane. She goes, Dalton actually cleaned his room.
Oh,
no.
Way to be that guy.
No, I gave it up.
Oh, man.
She goes, well, there's something that's happening because Dalton actually cleaned his room.
So, and you missed a really, really crucial part of this whole story.
Yeah.
Slim was telling me at some point last night, Kirsten won't leave. She won't go home right now. Yeah. She just wants to keep hanging out.
Oh, no.
So I text my mom and tell her, yeah, she doesn't want to go. She wants to keep hanging out with Slim and Anna.
Right.
She was like,
my
I'm
mom
coming
says,
over to
I'll
play.
Handle it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm coming over to play games. And Anna and I are like, normally, that's fine because we love Kirsten.
Yeah.
But we need her to somehow go home because her boyfriend
just
is waiting there.
Yeah. My mom texts her, hey, Dad is having problems. We need to go to the ER.
Oh, my God.
Why? No. Why would you do that?
Oh, no. My God.
What?
So my mom is, or my sister's in a panic and gets home.
Mom,
quick,
you
and
didn't
then,
handle it.
Oh, Kathleen. I mean,
not a good
that
move.
That is just called desperate. I'm pulling out the trump card. Dad's got to go to the ER.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, it all ended happily. So
how was it meeting her boyfriend, who is from Pennsylvania? You had not met him yet face to face.
No, he's a little taller than me, so I don't like that.
What?
But no.
He's taller than awesome. You and I?
I think he's just a half an inch taller than me.
Oh, man.
And
so
he's
you had
younger,
to look up
so
to him.
Yeah. Don't say it like that.
Wow. I'm excited to meet
him. He's a good guy, though.
We're going out tonight. What are we doing again?
We are drinking and painting at the same time.
It's always successful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd
be a fun one.
Dalton and I have the same ability when it comes to painting.
Which is none.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you just have to slap it on and not worry about what it looks like, that's great.
Hopefully it's like a barn and trees or something easy.
Oh, you're actually going to create art, painting a room.
No, it's not finger painting.
Oh, it's one of those places where I got you. Oh, so. You should be fantastic.
Good times.
Yeah, right, because it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yep.
That's a fence. Hey, Kevin's mom does that.
Yeah.
And she came up with some. They're on the wall in Slim's studio. Have you seen those?
They're really good, man.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They make me want to become a good painter tonight.
If you look at that, you're going to feel pretty bad about yourself, so maybe don't go look.
Well, I need some inspiration for tonight, so I might look.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she's done some great stuff in there.
It was fun. I'm glad it was a success, Dalton.
It went well. Thanks to you and Anna.
Yeah, right. I'm excited to meet the man who's taller than us later tonight.
Yep.
It's awesome.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Round two of Hot Topics coming up. Hang on. Jay, Kevin, and Slim. More summertime songs.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Round two of Hot Topics with Bruce and Monty hanging out on our Friday. And welcome.
Hello.
We didn't get very far on our Hot Topics last time. We got derailed a little bit, but that's all good.
We wrap up the week that was with the Friday boys, and we ask you the question we asked everyone. Do you thank God for every day for the chicken? Do you thank God every day for the chicken?
Monty.
Just the dance.
Bless you, Kevin, on your sneeze.
Just the dance.
Bruce.
Chicken legs, yeah.
So, yes, you thank God every day for the chicken.
Every day for that dance.
I guess so.
Okay.
But I don't have chicken every day.
So, what is the best thing the chicken gives us?
Legs.
Chicken legs.
Chicken legs.
Drumstick is Bruce's best in chicken. Monty?
Breasts.
Chicken breast. Chicken breast.
More meat there.
Yeah.
Jay and Kevin?
So, I mean.
Ooh. Kevin, what do you got?
The thigh is so underrated, by the way.
Okay.
Delicious. When I look for a treat nowadays, I look to thighs because I'm like, you know, the chicken breast, I eat it all the time. Every single day. Right. Boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You get a boneless, skinless thigh and do it up. It's like a treat. It's like I'm spoiling myself. It's like I've been on a diet eating rice cakes and I get pizza. What it's like. But with all that being said, the egg.
What came first?
Of course.
It might be the best part of the chicken.
It's hard to argue.
What was the phrasing you gave? What is the question again?
What is the best thing the chicken gives us? Ooh.
You know why I think the egg is the best?
It's really good, Kev.
It's cheap. It's so cheap and so great.
I think I'd probably have to go with Kevin on that. If I'm going to go, the best thing, biggest treat is the leg, but the best thing is the egg.
Yeah. I am Monty. I'm on your squad with the chicken breast. Yeah. I do love
stick with my
the chicken give us the eggs, but the chicken breast, I think, is what I use the most.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Heck yeah.
I'm sticking with the breast.
Okay, good luck.
Monty, the best way to make a chicken breast is?
Into fajitas. Oh, strips.
So shredded or
just
strips.
Oh, my gosh.
Strips.
Oh, good.
So stinking good.
Yes.
Did one of those yesterday. Did a little fajita bowl.
Nice.
You know, some grilled up vegetables, a little chicken breast into the strips, a little fajita sauce, some sour cream cheese. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
It's like Chipotle in my kitchen.
Thank you.
Boys, we continue on with the week that wasn't Hot Topics.
Okay.
You want the music? My bad.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
I was on delay there. My bad. I was 7 seconds behind Slim.
Boys, is it creepy or not creepy if someone brings their own silverware to a restaurant?
Bruce?
I'd say that's kind of creepy.
Creepy to bring your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Monty?
That's not kind of. It's all the way there.
You think that's creepy?
Yeah. It's what? Wait, what? They got a dishwasher? It's okay.
Someone had said they took a date. They emailed us and said they had taken a date last Thursday for Valentine's Day, and she took her own silverware out of her purse.
Oh, yeah. Done.
And just had silverware for him, too.
Done.
Yeah. Oh.
Done.
Yeah, I said, hey, I brought silverware for both of us.
Yeah, you're never making that woman happy.
That's never making her happy.
You're never making her happy. Well,
never.
I believe that may have been Kevin's, the basis of Kevin's argument as well.
Oh, no, I mean,
and for you, Monty, I'll say, speak for yourself. Guys, which is better, a perfect jalapeno popper or a perfect mozzarella stick?
Bruce, you're not, you don't even count.
For Bruce.
Night. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, mozzarella stick.
Hey.
But Bruce, when was the last time you had mozzarella sticks?
Probably a month or so ago.
Super Bowl or something?
No, at the BFW.
You agree with us that there is such a small window to eat a mozzarella stick in perfection, where it's either way too hot or you miss it and now it's back and it's congealed?
Right. I agree, yes.
It's hard to find that,
it's
huh?
It's really hard to find that.
Monty?
You cook them there at the VFW?
Well, certainly.
Oh, that's a nice deal because you know the secret when to eat them.
You know the secret?
I know the secret.
Do you deep fat fry it? Or
yes.
Do you? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Monty?
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Jalapeno poppers, baby.
65% of the audience agreed with Bruce. So the mozzarella stick is the better one to have in its perfection. Boys, we got to run you through a scenario that Kevin threw on us this week, and we will let Warren and Bruce, or excuse me, Bruce and Monty decide where they would be. You're on an airplane. Person sits next to you. They either remove their pants and are in their boxer briefs, or they remove their socks and they're barefoot. Which do you prefer? Now, the pants thing, when they take their pants off, they're in boxer briefs, and they still have socks and shoes on. But obviously, the other one, they still have their pants on, but no socks or shoes.
Which one's, I guess, better?
Yeah, do you want them to take... Well, would you like them to take off their pants or take off their socks?
Oh.
Monty?
You're rolling the dice on the socks thing, I think. Yeah, I'm going to go with the pants.
You want them to take their pants
off?
Yeah,
take your pants off.
Okay, Bruce?
No, I'm going socks.
You're
going
to take... You just can't deal with the other part?
I don't like the pants.
65% of the audience, again, agreed with Bruce. Agreed with Bruce.
Can we just do neither?
That's fair.
We talked about cartoons. You'll enjoy this. On Wednesday, we discussed the funnies, Bruce, something that you read every week.
Yes.
In the paper. Now, Kevin put together the Mount Rushmore of cartoon strips, and I think he had Garfield in there, Peanuts was in there,
Far Side.
The Far Side was in there, and there was one other one, and I forget what it was, but there were four of them, and they're, you know, obviously.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, Dennis.
What did he miss, Bruce? Because you are, after all, the king of the funnies. You've been reading the funnies since before they were invented, and you continue to read them to today. The only reason Kevin knew some of the names of the funnies in the newspaper is because you show them to us every Friday.
I think I know one that you would want to fight for. Hagar.
Oh yeah,
Hagar, you like the Hagar the Horrible.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's okay. Good.
You really enjoy that one.
Yes. What about Dagwood?
Dagwood and Blondie. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was brought up, but it didn't make Mount Rushmore.
Didn't make. Oh gosh.
Monty.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes is good. Yeah, yeah.
Good one. That one's what? Gone. That one.
Was Farside the top of the heap?
In Kevin's world, Kevin was Farside the top of the heap.
I mean, I give it to Peanuts just because it's so legendary.
It's legendary, but Farside's better.
Bruce, I do agree. It's the funniest. It's the most entertaining one.
It is.
Jay and Steve Hawk said the Molehill, or the worst comic of all time, was Family Circle. What is the actual worst funny of all time?
Oh, what's the name of that?
You didn't read
Swine and something.
That was the one Steve said too that I'd never even heard.
Pearls and Swine.
Before Swine. Or Swine before Pearls.
I don't know what. Yeah, something it's weird. I'll tell you. Have to look it up. But yeah, he was reading some of those. I'd never even heard that before. And that's the worst one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any
Pearls
sense.
Pearls before Swine?
Yeah, Pearls before Swine.
Perfect.
Never to make sense.
All right. So there's your molehill from a guy who knows the funnies about more than anyone. In the world. I truly believe that more than anyone, Bruce knows the funnies.
Yeah, he's a funnies expert.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Still funny, by the way.
And a doctor.
And a doctor.
Hot Topics.
All right, finally inside Hot Topics for the week. We let the Friday guys decide how the show went for the week, and we discussed yesterday on National Sticky Bun Day, which is better, the cinnamon roll or the sticky bun? Bruce has been around some cinnamon rolls and sticky buns. I'm sure that Monty has as well. Boys, which is better?
Bruce, what do you think? Cinnamon roll, sticky bun? What do you got?
Cinnamon roll.
Okay.
Now, do you know the difference? Do you know what a sticky bun is?
No.
No?
We struggled with this yesterday.
Yes.
And Bruce, once they were described to us by a great listener, she's like, the sticky bun, you take the dough, you know, you roll it up. It looks like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
But on the bottom, originally, when you bake it, it is brown sugar, like all this brown sugar glaze, mm-hmm. sometimes with pecans. And then you take it and you flip that over. So that becomes the top.
Remember how it kind of has that hard, crusty bit? So that's a sticky bun.
That's the sticky bun.
I still go for a cinnamon roll.
Okay. Cinnamon roll. Okay.
Just to make sure that we knew.
Right.
Because we really struggled with what was the difference.
Yes. Monty?
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll? Is it the frosting?
Oh.
Yeah. If they're nice and hot, warm.
Oh, yeah.
I did some thinking on this yesterday. It's not even close for me. It is sticky buns, and I don't even know if I like cinnamon rolls.
What?
I started to think about them. There's so much breading to them where it tastes like a lot of bread that I don't like that. The sticky bun is almost, sometimes doesn't taste cooked all the way through. They're a lot more doughy. I would always prefer the dough.
Wait, you think the sticky bun's doughier than the...
It's way doughier.
Really?
It's not even close. Sure. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon rolls are very cooked through.
When you pull apart the sticky bun, it's just so great to just eat all the... Oh, man, it's so good inside.
I guess I need to have one of those.
Sticky bun has a lot more chance of being uncooked.
And to me, the cinnamon roll really has to be done. You got to have a lot of frosting.
Yeah. Sticky buns never have a chance of being dry. Cinnamon rolls, you can dive into a potentially dry situation.
Sure.
I only compare in my mind perfect on both.
That's what I was going to say.
But I don't think I've had a sticky bun in so long, I might not remember what a perfect one tastes like.
Very true.
Kind of have to agree with that, too.
I don't remember the last time I've had a...
And then you just think cinnamon, and you go, nope, that's it.
Right, done. Yeah, because you had it more frequently.
Right.
What did the poll? What did the poll end up with?
The poll agreed with Bruce and Monty.
Oh.
76% of the audience said cinnamon rolls are better than sticky buns.
And I bet it's just the same reason. They just haven't had a sticky bun in a long time.
Yeah. And there was your week that was the Jay and Kevin Show and the Hot Topics.
Well done. Bruce, somebody wants to take away your doctor's doctorate.
Why?
Because they said pearls before swine is great and you don't know what you're talking about. You're going to say a bad word?
I was going to say a bad word.
Look like it. You could have seen his face right then. He's like, really? I'll slap you upside the head. All summer songs today, so we're going to play some Paisley. Beat this summer. Oh,
At Spokane Weight Loss, we know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Our unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points or calories, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no HCG, no surgery, and no hypnosis, call Spokane Weight Loss now, 509-380-9800. That's 509-380-9800. 509-380-9800. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, speaking of adorable.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Settle down, Max.
Kevin James.
I didn't know you were going to bring this up. Go ahead.
I'm not.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jeez, Bruce, you're not that big of a hurry to leave? You already got your coat on, for crying out loud. What's wrong with you? I mean, are we making you get out of here?
I believe I'm getting frostbite.
I got you.
It's 71 in here. Oh, it just dipped to 70. Yeah. Sorry.
God.
It got cool. I could feel the cold air rushing in.
It hasn't caught up with the temperature.
Yeah.
It's funny because I do feel the air now. I'm always the last to get it over here in the corner. But now I do feel the cold air blowing.
And Bruce is in here. It is so cold in here.
If it's this cool in here, Slim's studio.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think it is? 5 to 8 degrees cooler?
It's 65 degrees in here, right?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And the other thing is, Slim's room's like an 8x10, kind of an oddly shaped room, but about 8x10. And it has a vent that's 18 inches by 18 inches that blows
right on you.
Yeah, directly
like a fire
onto
hose
where Bruce was just standing.
Of air conditioning down your neck.
Yes.
It's fun times. You boys ready for your final thoughts?
Absolutely.
All right.
Final thoughts.
Monty, you get to go first?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to the weekend on the lake.
Okay. because we've been playing summer songs.
Yeah, okay. Well, isn't that... Oh, that's what we're doing, though, right?
Yeah.
Going
that'd
on
be
the
fantastic.
Lake this weekend, you know, hanging out on the dock, throwing the pole in.
Gosh, that'd be great.
You're
going to throw the whole pole in or just the
just
line?
Just the whole thing.
Okay.
Just the bait, tackle, everything going right in the water.
Oh, my God.
Just stay warm, everyone. That's all I got.
Yeah, there you go.
Final thoughts.
All right, Brewster.
So I see Kevin has new head speakers on.
Well,
my head speakers.
Yeah, sort of.
What? They're my head speakers.
Oh, you didn't buy the, $1,900 ones you was talking about?
Yeah, I did not get those yet.
Ah.
Yet.
Going to?
Probably not.
Oh, I see.
Could you imagine, Bruce?
I could not.
No.
If I paid $25 for a set of these things, I'm crying.
Be like for you buying a $500 hammer.
Yeah.
It just ain't happening.
What do you buy that is expensive, Bruce, that you do not mind paying money for?
Let's see.
You splurge on anything?
I haven't in quite some time. Tools that I might need, I would pay a little extra for.
It's because you wanted to keep them and not have them break or wear out or whatever.
Right. Okay. Yes.
That's fair. Yep. I feel like you're getting your use out of those.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be bad if Kevin spent like $2,000 on headphones and they broke like 2 weeks in?
That would be bad. He needs a mileage warranty with his.
Right. Yeah. I could see it.
You got the extra paid plan.
Thoughts.
Yes.
We're over to you, Slimmy.
There is a thing that is driving me crazy in the last 3 weeks, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's normal, if you guys deal with it, if it's just me. I've been in situations where people have taken pictures or I've asked for a picture to be taken. Hey, take a picture.
Okay.
And I offer to give them my phone, but the person who's taking the picture has maybe a better phone or they have a phone with them, and they'll say, I'll take it, I'll send it to you. Why do those people never actually just send you the picture? And then you text them and say, hey, can you send the picture that you took? Oh, yeah. And it's like pulling teeth to get them to send it. Now, I know some of them, and I'm not going to name any names of anyone we might work with, but some of them... They are you doing this thing where they are putting them through a filter of themselves, like, well, do I want to send this picture because I want to see how I look in it? I don't care.
Oh.
Send me the stinking picture.
Right.
But see, now, 2019, these pictures have to go through
filters.
A filter process and a photoshopping process and they have to be completely altered. I just want the raw picture and I want to post it like someone used a camera and the film was developed and you had no choice. As to what it looked like. I miss those days. There's just so many. And you'll hear like, well, what editing software do you use for your pictures? Well, I don't. I just take the picture and then I put it on. I just put it online, or I will print it. I've gotten into the Denise thing, your wife Jay, of printing off pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've suddenly got into that, but I have
kind of
to have them, yeah. Hard copies. And now I'm realizing that if someone else takes a picture, there's a 50% chance I don't get it. And the other 50% is I get it so edited that everyone looks like they've been in the tanning salon for 4 years.
Or their nostrils are erased, yeah, or something. And you're like, whoa, yeah, I don't have any wrinkles, but I also don't have any nostrils. What happened?
Their teeth are so white you can't look
so
at the picture.
White. Yeah, yeah, teeth so white and smooth, so smooth skin.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
You look like you have a baby skin and the whitest teeth that's ever been made.
It's been funny. There's like six people. I was texting one person this morning because last week someone took a picture in Nashville. And I was like, hey, do you have those pictures from Nashville? And they just aren't responding. But if they sent them a message right now like, hey, if I was to Uber Eat you of food, what office would I send them to? They would respond immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Also, the pictures that you print are just better because you catch them at a glance as opposed to searching for them on your phone.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, they're up someplace. So, like, if you look, you're like, oh, yeah, there's a cool picture, as opposed to, oh, I have that somewhere. And then you have to find it, which you never look until you need it for a moment. And then that's why printing's better sometimes.
Thoughts.
Frame or no frame, doesn't matter. Kevin, we're all the way over to you.
Well, he was only here for a short time today. Our buddy Warren had to rush off to work at Napa out in Airway Heights. If you want to swing by and see him.
So do you've got the Bruce list then?
No, this is the Warren list.
No, it's a short list.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you meant Bruce contributed.
No, no, I mean.
Hey.
Like, no, definitely. This is all just Warren's chicken scratch today. These are the words that he heard before he left for work at 7:30 today. And here we go. 25.8. Milk, password, clue, food, me, summertime, knee, me, Medilla, Jay, Kevin, challenge, Irish, margarita, game night, rocks, tortilla, record, Hastings, t-shirts, 260, restricting, stupid, robot, money, Warren, first, bacon, 15, 80, 500, empire, snow, stop.
Gosh, I have no idea what half that was.
Happy trail.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Time to say goodbye to the Friday, fellas. Hey, thanks for being here, Monty.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me use the really good headphones today.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure. Brewster, thanks for being here, and thanks for breakfast.
You bet. Hey, I'm going to get me some cards made up with my doctorate on it.
Yeah, you should. Oh, yeah, Dr. Bruce.
Dr.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah. Soon to be a continuing segment on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Clock's playing again.
I see the clock is still broken.
Can you hear that? I tried to fix it, but I'm out.
Is it still playing?
Yeah. Oh, stopped.
Oh, it stopped.
It only goes for 30 seconds.
Oh. Oh, gosh. That's better than it was. It was like, well, how long was it at one point?
It used to. Well, there's a different alarm that goes off. This is just a chime for the top of the hour. Ah. It's 30 seconds. It used to have an alarm that would play for 2 minutes.
Really?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Slimmy, anything on the way out?
Coming up later today, TC will have your chance to win Watershed tickets.
Man, big prizes. Next week, more fun, more prizes.
More fun.
More cold.
More cold?
Oh. You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Sorry. Facts are facts.
So it's your fault.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep, it's my fault.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I'll take the blame, Bruce.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Somebody's got to.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Throw them right over here, man.
Broadcasting from the big 99.9 Coyote Country Coors Banquet Studio, this is KXLY-FM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
All right, Slim.
Rock.
There you go. Rock is your keyword. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you Monday morning. Keyword again is rock.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.